7:45 on your Tuesday morning, 14th day of July.
Wow. We say this every year.
I know.
There's a certain mourning
for
us.
We say every month.
As in sadness after rodeo. It's like we all go through, oh my gosh, wait, now we get to do our summer, but it's almost over.
Yeah, I know, right? July 14th. Get out and do something, but stay hydrated today. 104.
Yeah.
Is where we're.
But this is what makes me go get ready for winter.
Yeah, no, same.
Look forward to it.
96 yesterday.
Yesterday was.
The bank said 99.
Yesterday was hot.
We just go by the weather service.
Yeah.
But I feel like yesterday was hotter than it was on Sunday because the wind wasn't blowing at all yesterday. It was
calm.
It was just.
Yeah. Dead heat.
Yeah. I was sitting in the. I had softball yesterday. I was just sitting in the dugout, and like half our team was just like, what are we doing?
Really?
We're dying
on the
out
sunny
here.
Bench?
Yes. Right. Oh, like, oh, my God.
The one that didn't get shade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rosie Greer. You know who Rosie Greer is?
No.
Former football player, NFL. A fearsome foursome. Player, football player, turned actor. 94. Today.
Sure.
Yeah. 1850. The first. Am I the only one that knows?
I didn't know who it was either.
Yeah. It is a guy.
Yeah.
Of course, people.
I figure as much.
Right. 1850. The first public demonstration of ice made by refrigeration is demonstrated.
Mm.
Doesn't say who. 1850. 1881. William Bonney Jr., alias Billy the Kid, shot, killed by Sheriff Pat Garrett, Fort Sumner, New Mexico. On the state. Wild, wild west. 1913, Gerald R. Ford, the 38th president of the United States, was born Leslie Lynn King Jr. in Omaha, Nebraska. His mother's second husband later adopted and renamed him. For people wondering why he went from Leslie Lynch King
Gerald.
Jr. to Gerald R. Ford.
I wonder how old he was when he said, son,
I thought for a long time.
Changing your name.
Yeah. I thought for a long time he was like an heir to the Ford family.
Oh, yeah.
But not.
Mm-mm. 1969, the U.S. $500, $1,000, $5,000, and $10,000 bills were officially withdrawn from circulation.
Probably a good call.
Yeah.
Wait, so they're not out anymore?
No.
It's not to sound ignorant, but I've never seen a $5,000 or $10,000 bill.
Yeah, you don't see a $500 or $1,000 or $5,000.
They're still probably.
How about that $10,000 bill?
They're probably out there. You just can't use them. They're just collector's items now, I'd imagine.
Yeah, if you want to collect $10,000 sitting in your.
If you had $10,000 dollar bill, it's probably worth more than $10,000 now. Yeah,
probably.
So what is the largest denomination of a.
I think it's $10,000, right?
That you can use.
Then. That you can use now?
100. Isn't there $100?
It's 100, yeah.
Really? Wow.
I think it's 100.
The highest? The $100?
I think so. You'll have to.
It's funny. None of us know.
Google it and find out.
It's got to be 100.
Yeah, I know. You just don't carry that kind of cash with you anymore.
I was going to say, if somebody handed me like a $250 bill and change, I'd be like, this isn't real. What are you handing me?
I'll still see, and actually just not too long ago, I got change back for one. The $2 bill is still in circulation, which I always thought that was kind of funny. You'll be happy here, Julie. 2003, the U.S. government admitted the existence of Area 51.
Yeah.
On this date.
Just because they said it didn't exist doesn't mean it wasn't there.
Yeah. Cow Appreciation Day. Appreciate your cows. There
awesome.
You go. Yes, they are. Mac and Cheese Day. Yes.
I love mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Had some smoked mac and cheese not too long ago. Wow. Was that good?
You had good mac. You had real mac and cheese. Yeah. That's the good stuff right there.
Smoked mac and cheese?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's more of a barbecue thing.
Yeah.
I think it tasted be really fine good. With regular.
That's because you haven't had smoked mac and cheese.
Yeah. You try it, Julie.
Okay, I'll try it.
You try it.
$100 is the highest.
I figured it was much, yeah. Tape measure day. Yes.
Well, sure. Those are important.
Yes, they are. What's the old saying? You know, measure twice, cut once.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Shark Awareness Day.
Well, it's Shark Week, isn't it?
Is it Shark
Week? Or is it over?
You're asking the wrong person. You're the Shark Week person.
I used to know this, but like I said before.
All right.
It's not the same when it's streaming.
It is different. It's a different.
It is.
It's a thing. You looked forward for the next video to drop. And
it's the same thing as like appointment viewing kind of died away. It's the same thing for Shark Week type of thing.
Researchers say side sleeping is the best position. It effectively removes waste from the brain.
Mm.
Oh, hey.
The only way I sleep.
What?
I sleep on my side.
I sleep on my side and my back.
I can't sleep on my back.
I can't sleep on my stomach.
No. I can't sleep on my stomach either. No. Yeah.
I'm a side guy.
Yep. I'm with you. Mega Millions tonight, Julie. Break out those numbers. Jackpot. $637 million.
Give us a story.
No story.
Oh,
no.
That'll be tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow, James. Maybe tomorrow. Remarkable complete T-Rex fossil, nicknamed Gus, is set for auction at Sotheby's in New York today, with bids expected $20 to $30 million.
Gus?
Yes.
That's what you're going to name your T-Rex fossil, is Gus?
Yeah. Well, it was named after the ranch owner, Gus Licking.
Okay. I would have named him Licking.
Gus was discovered on private land in South Dakota in 2021. So they're thinking 20 to 30 million for Gus. He's pretty complete. But given the trend of fossil prices, a Stegosaurus sold recently for 45 million. And Stan.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And Stan the T-Rex got 32 million.
Stan?
Yeah.
Can we do better names than this?
I would name it after the doctor at Jurassic Park. What was his name?
Oh. Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
That's what I would name.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jurassic, Sam Neill just died.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of Jurassic Park.
Yes.
You know, that was sad.
That was interesting and sudden.
Yeah. And you know who else passed away? Remember Randolph Mantooth?
That's not a real person.
Yes, it is. He was...
Randolph Mantooth is what I would have named the T-Rex.
I know, right? He was John Gage on Emergency, the TV show.
I remember Emergency.
Remember the paramedic?
Remember
Emergency?
Actually, I've seen a couple episodes of Emergency.
That was one of my favorite shows, one of many. Growing up, he was 80.
I forgot about that series.
Yeah, Randolph Mantooth. He was John Gage on Emergency.
That's what they should have named the... It should have been Randolph T-Rex Tooth. That's what they should have named.
The ranchers in eastern Montana have now, well, you've probably seen this and probably already heard this, but they're actively pursuing more dinosaur bones.
Well, yeah, there's a reality show on it.
There was. I don't think still do it anymore. But
they're tripping over them over there.
Yeah, they're all over the place in eastern Montana, and they're getting big bucks.
We gotta get a different name system.
For the bones and pieces.
Yeah,
they're getting big bucks. So
yeah, like name them like hurricanes.
Well, that's what it sounds like they're doing. Ivan and Gus. This is what I would have named a hurricane.
What?
Cool.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
Julius, the T Rex.
I forget what they say about the.
I think Jurassic Park characters.
Okay,
could do it that way.
Ooh, here's your worst nightmare come true. Ryanair flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Greece. A passenger window dislodged midair, sucked a traveler halfway out.
Oh, gosh.
The person next to him was hanging onto his feet.
Feet? Oh.
Wow, that person's strong.
To prevent him from going out the window, saved him.
Yeah.
Oxygen mask deployed, cabin decompressed, plane landed. Pastor was transported. They said he's going to be okay. And so is the guy you probably heard that got tossed by the bison. You know, people were being really critical of
that
him.
He was pretty far. That broke the threshold. That popped. That was popular. That video was.
Oh,
that
video
all
went
over
viral. Yeah, that video has gone viral.
And I don't know though. I wouldn't be. He that was clearly an agitated bison.
Yes,
even though he was laying down, he had.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
he was,
and so I wouldn't have even been standing anywhere.
They're
near
in the
that.
Rut right now.
Yeah,
the males. They're all over the place. They're
so I
like
just wouldn't have even
up.
Been that far away. But to his, you know, I think they people were.
I was gonna say,
unusually harsh on him.
Of all they the were. Of all the videos we've seen of people getting flipped by bison, that was probably the least. Egregious one in terms of the person agitating it.
Wasn't trying to pet him.
Wasn't trying
to feed him grass.
Park Service said he was Yeah. Far enough away. But that bison was, you could just tell, he's rolling in the ground and he is mad.
Turned into a bull.
And then all of a sudden he just took off. Well, those things, you know, they can sprint up to 35, 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's not like a deal. Try to climb a tree, I guess.
Yeah, but when you're that guy's age.
Yeah, probably not going
to. You're not even, trying to climb a tree. You're just hanging on for dear life.
Just keep going around the tree.
Which he did.
Which he did. So, anyway, glad he's okay. All right, what's your animal sign?
What am I? I think I'm a crab.
No, you're not.
That's astrology.
This, James.
Well, that's what it is.
Is modern Native American astrology systems. Yeah. Animal birth totems are used, like zodiac signs, linked to nature and believed to reflect aspects of a person's personality, strengths, and life path. But this is not a universal traditional belief across all Native cultures, but some it is. So, let's see. You're in
July.
Is
it month or year?
Well, it's like different ones.
Oh.
You got to do the math.
June 21st to July 21st. That's one.
That'd be
James, that's you. You're a woodpecker.
Okay. I probably would have been. I would have taken the crab, I think.
You're a woodpecker. But James, woodpeckers are deeply
annoying.
Empathetic.
I love woodpeckers.
Empathetic. The most annoying thing in the world.
No, you're empathetic, nurturing, protective supporters who prioritize the well-being of your loved ones. That's James.
Okay.
That sounds like you, James.
That's James.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you slam your head against the wall a lot. Frequently.
Well, let's see. Julie, you're
April 10th.
April 10th. You're a falcon.
Oh,
that's way cooler.
What? All right. Julie, falcons are dynamic, ambitious natural leaders who excel at making swift decisions with a clear vision.
Mm.
I agree.
I think the coolest animal in the world is the peregrine falcon.
They are beautiful.
The one that can go like 200 miles an hour diving.
What are you, Bob?
Annihilates birds. I am a snake.
I'm a snake in the Chinese zodiac.
Snakes are mysterious, introspective, and transformative individuals who hold a profound understanding of life's mysteries.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. All right. There you go. If you want to know who you are, let me know and I'll.
You'll have about four different answers because you'll do the.
You have another one that you want me to read?
March 10th.
March?
Grace, yeah.
Oh, your daughter and your sister. Okay, uh-huh. March 10th. Grace is a wolf.
Ooh.
Wolves are deeply emotional and loyal individuals.
Ain't that the truth? Sounds like you nailed it.
Wolves are deeply emotional and loyal individuals who possess a highly intuitive and empathetic nature.
Yeah,
that's true.
There you go.
Right on the money.
So, one more. You got anybody else?
Well, do you have anybody?
Did you do Will and I?
Let's do Sisson.
Yeah,
July 1st.
Yeah.
July
1st.
Well,
that would be mine.
Is he another woodpecker?
He'd be a woodpecker.
We got some woodpeckers.
Yeah.
Schreffler.
I don't remember his birthday. Sorry,
Schreffler.
It's this month. It's this month, July. I think it's coming up on it. It's coming up this week.
Woodpecker.
This week, July. Where are we? July 21st or June 21st to July 21st?
I think he's after the 21st.
Is he after July 21st? Okay. He's a salmon. Salmon are energetic.
James's face.
What are we doing here?
The salmons of Capistrano.
You're salmon.
And you get eaten by bear for fun.
Salmons are energetic, enthusiastic, and highly creative individuals driven by a magnetic and passionate personality.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Okay. So there you go.
September 1st is the honeybee or something. Like, what are we talking about?
So, there you go.
You're the roly-poly.
You're the roly-roly.
Yeah.
You're protective by nature, and you keep a shield on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You have an awesome day today. Stay warm. Stay cool. Don't have any trouble staying
bundle
warm.
Bundle up out there. Wait.
Buckle up, yeah. 104. Hydrate up. Have an awesome day. You're listening to Carol Sheridan.
I'm not surprised. Not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times. I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in. I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down.